Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Once was a sweet thing, baby. Hell, not a loving man.
Little Stevie Ray bringing us back to the late, great SRV. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Dennis Schaller is our guest, our new friend, soon to not be a new friend. We'll get him back. He's got more to teach us. Chief Executive Officer of the Community Financial Services Association of America, CFSAA.com, is how you find out who where they are online. Dennis, thanks again for being here.
Thank you, Jim.
We in the previous segment, Dennis, we talked about the fact that Americans have long used the small lenders, the retail lenders, for generations. We've used them, and now they've morphed into a little bit of a different type of lender. You've got the what we now call the payday lending sort of industry, I guess you could say, and that's an industry that's part of your the people that you advocate for in your organization, and they're coming under assault by the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, CFPB, which is part of the Dodd-Frank bill, and the lender of last resort for so many Americans who are having trouble. You know, the middle class is being squeezed, our incomes are going down, and this has been going on now for some time. And so credit is becoming, especially retail credit, is becoming more and more important. And what we don't need, we need to be treated fairly when we go to these places, Dennis, but we don't need the government to abuse your industry and hurt the small lender, I mean the small borrower.
Jim, I agree with that, and I go one step further and applaud you for bringing small business lending to the forefront here, because the attack on small dollar lending is sort of matched by the virtual non-existence in the private sector anymore of small business lending by non-banks. And there are holes, in other words, in our credit availability to both businesses and individuals.
Mm-hmm.
And I really believe that in a different political era, it would be a national disgrace that so many people are finding it hard to obtain fair credit. Now, I'm well aware that payday loans can at best serve only to a certain portion of our credit need, those who need credit. And there ought to be other products online. Those products ought to have probably a longer life and ideally a lower interest rate. We're working to do that in the States.
Are you involved in crowdfunding at all?
I'm sorry, I missed what you said.
In crowdfunding, are you involved with crowdfunding at all?
No,
is that part of your purview?
No, it is not.
Okay, go ahead. All right, go ahead.
But what we're finding is that it's increasingly hard to deal with the regulatory burden that's placed on this industry. I mean, we are under attack because people believe that further credit reform, further customer protection is necessary. I agree that further customer protection is necessary, but I think it has to be done within the context of recognizing the demand that is out there. One can't get in the way of the other. In other words, we need both credit availability and customer protection. If you start with
you
only
get the
one,
idea that Mr. Cordray, you get the idea that Mr. Cordray's attitude, that he's a leader of the CFPB folks, by the way.
Right.
Would you ever get the idea that Mr. Cordray seems to be more of an enemy than an advocate for his job? He approaches things more to, you know, as if all the industries he's regulating are his enemy rather than people he can help.
Jim, I wouldn't have described it in quite the same way, but the point you're making is one I'm very concerned about. Let me put it this way to you. I think any regulator has a duty to recognize that the industry has a point of view and the critics of the industry have a point of view.
Mm-hmm.
It is not the regulator's job to take sides in a battle between those entities. It is really the regulator's job to make sure that the ultimate beneficiary of the service, in this case the customer, is well served. Now, we have 14 million Americans who use the Payday product. Some of them, quite clearly, would be better served by another product, but in most states, they don't have that option.
They don't have it. Yeah.
So the solution here is not to say that we want to make credit less available to people who need it more than they used to. The solution is to say, okay, we've got 14 million Americans, X percent are very well served, X percent right. are neutrally affected, and this group can be harmed because this product doesn't suit their needs well. And in that
and so
last,
what is your organization working toward? Are you trying to negotiate with Mr. Cordray at the CFPB? Are you working with Congress to make changes? What are you doing?
It's all of the above. We have met very, very frequently with CFPB and tried to make a case on behalf first of the customer and secondly on behalf of the operators. My general feeling about those meetings is they don't appreciate that there are genuine needs that are served by borrowing in general, and right. in particular by some borrowers with payday loans.
So they're going to throw the baby out with the bathwater, basically. Is what
well, I'm very concerned first. About that. You ask what we do, we are an advocate, yeah. I think, fundamentally for the customer who needs that credit.
Yeah.
There are two things that have really changed. And I'm,
hey, Dennis, I got. Sure. Forgive me. I got to wrap it up. Would you come back again? Would you have more to teach us about this?
Well, I'd like a dialogue with you, Jim. I know you have a good understanding of it. I think we could mutually be helpful
we'll
to the
to
audience.
Well,
but I appreciate the opportunity to talk with you this morning. Very
Dennis
much.
Shaw,
thank
ladies
you.
And gentlemen, CFSAA.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.